Welcome back to the Boost Buddy update for Thursday, June 23rd of 2022. Ink and gold in a glass, play beer and diner booze vending machines. It's brought to you by Green Mountain Payments, helping local business owners save thousands of dollars by providing complimentary credit card processing equipment and zero cost credit card processing. Visit greenmountainpayments.com or posnzero.com today. We're all trying to live a little healthier, right? I mean, even if it's just a little, well, now you can drink the grain of the gods with Kiri Vodka. I love the genesis of this product. A guy stuck in a corporate job, bought a still in 2014, and after a trip to the World Cup in Rio de Janeiro, soaking up the excitement with friends, which I think means drinking, met his future wife, moved to Peru, and spent his days fermenting in the bedroom, as they call it, and distilling on the rooftop. This is the perfected version of those recipes that he came up with. You can now drink the liquid gold and use the excuse, but I'm having my quinoa anytime you do. To learn more about the beverage and maybe chuckle at some of the things in it, you can head over to the link that is in the show notes. And play beer. Here's a list of the best places to watch an MLB ball game while drinking a craft beer. There's some macros on there too. Most ballparks, of course, have their favorite brews and fans are here for it. Baseball and beer is as American as apple pie and cheddar cheese. And yes, I know that's a regional oddity here in New England, but that's the point. Whether you enjoy having a Sam Adams at Fenway, maybe Cigar City while you're watching Tampa Bay, or deciding between a Trogues and Victory beer at a Pittsburgh Pirates game, the beer can either help you distract yourself if your team is not doing so well, or cheers with your buddies when the score is tipped in your team's favor. I've thought, though, when I retire, I'd like to tour some of the MLB stadiums. And honestly, I think I'll start with this list. Check out the list yourself and prepare to play beer. And why did it take so long? Some really great ideas coming out of a diner in New Jersey. Yeah, it's true. There's a champagne vending machine at Topps Diner in Newark, and they have probably top themselves with this list, or with this idea anyway. They have all the normal diner fare the locals have come to expect, but they added a Moët and Chandon champagne vending machine, a coffee espresso machine, and ice cream station as well. They even have a DJ in a diner. I've been surprised more than once with some of the hidden gems in some parts of New Jersey when I've explored, and once a bit shocked when I accidentally went to the wrong beach and wished people were still wearing jogging suits. Anyway, this is one of the great ideas to come out of Jersey. You can check it out yourself at the link that is in the show notes. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't drink and drive. Stay safe, drive sober, and support the booze that supports your local community. And I'll see you again tomorrow.